Hey fishies, welcome to another episode of Auntie Wombat's Bible Class. First, a reminder that this show does not happen without your input, so please send me your questions. You can leave voicemail or text 415-504-2289. You can also direct message me on Twitter at @_wombat, on Instagram at @wombatalum, or you can leave me a message on the Auntie Wombat's Bible Class Facebook page. It'd be awesome if you can share this podcast with your friends, too. The more people we have listening, the more people who can send in questions. I'm going to start today off with a voicemail.
Hi, so I had a question. What's the difference between bi and pansexual?
The short answer is that there isn't one. The longer answer is that bisexual is an older term, and the original meaning, of course, is you're attracted to your own gender and the opposite gender. But in today's world of better understanding of gender and how fluid it is, not just sexuality, it's better understood as your own gender and a different gender. So you're attracted to your own gender, whatever that is, and other genders, whatever they are, which pretty much encompasses everything. So while linguistically bi and pan mean different things, bi means both and pan means all, practically speaking, the two words mean the same thing, because both in the case of bisexual means both what you are and both and what you're not. So no real difference there. Next, there was a question that my stepson relayed to me. What's the difference between transgender and transsexual? There is actually a difference this time. Technically speaking, a transsexual is someone who has undergone some form of medical transition. Now, that said, and transgender, of course, is anyone who identifies with the gender not assigned at birth. Now, again, practically speaking, while it's okay to identify as transsexual as your personal identity, I do not recommend identifying someone else as transsexual unless that's what they have asked you to do. Because when it comes to medical transitioning, frankly, it is no one's business but your own. And not everyone wants to broadcast whether they have done that or not. So when talking about other people who are trans, please use transgender unless they have asked you to do otherwise. Third question I had today was, hi, Auntie Wombat. I'm a 19-year-old trans man who already has a masculine voice and already passes very well for a boy. I don't make enough to go through with surgeries and hormones, and I'm fine with not going through with it. But people within the trans community keep telling me I can't be trans if I don't go through with it. So my question for you is it okay to be trans and not get surgeries or start hormones? The answer is yes, that is absolutely fine. Again, there's so many different phases to the transgender transition, and not everyone goes through all of them, and that's okay. That doesn't make them not transgender. If you identify with a gender that was not your own at birth, that makes you transgender. It doesn't say anything about appearance, doesn't say anything about body shape, it doesn't say anything about whether or not you rearrange your sexual organs. It just means you identify with a different gender. And even if you identify as transgender and you're in the closet and therefore obviously have not even done a social transition, that doesn't make you not transgender. Maybe people don't know that you're transgender because you haven't told them because you're in the closet, but you still are allowed to claim that identity for yourself. And that brings me to another word, since we're talking about terminology today and whether or not you are a thing because you haven't done this other thing, which isn't actually a prerequisite for the thing you identify as. I want to talk about inclusion. We have a lot going on in this world right now, and a lot of it sucks. But here's the thing. When marginalized people, and that does include the queer community and the, you know, LGBTQ plus, asexuals, agendered, intersex, whatever. Collectively, we are a community. And we are a marginalized community. Even if you seem to know a lot of people who are in this community, and I've mentioned before, I know far more people who fall under the queer umbrella than not, we're still marginalized. We have a knack for finding each other thanks to the internet. The internet is a wonderful thing in that regards, even though it's other crap in other ways, because it also gives community to people who would rather see us not exist. But the thing is, if we are divided, we are easier to defeat. And by doing this weird self-selection thing where you're not allowed to identify a certain way just because you can't do part of what not everyone does anyway, it's just ludicrous. And it makes it easier to beat us down. We really need to be inclusive. All of these marginalizing groups, there's a similar thing going on within the feminist community, right? And where there is a subset of feminists who will have you believe that trans women are not women, and that's utter crap. And it's bad, it's toxic, and it makes the problem worse. Instead of saying you're not this thing, we need to be inclusive. We need to unify as much as we can, band together for the good of everyone. So yes, someone who identifies as trans, transitioning is not a prerequisite for being trans. Having slept with someone of the same sex is not a prerequisite of being gay. Having had sex before does not prevent you from being asexual. These are all things, and you know, we don't all know everything about ourselves right out of the gate. We learn through experience and knowledge. The more we learn about the world and the more we learn about ourselves, the more we can correctly pinpoint where we fall. But even while that process is still going on, we're going to find the labels that best seem to fit at the time. And maybe they're not 100% accurate, but it is not anyone else's job to tell you that you're wrong if you identify a certain way, because they do not know you like you do. No one knows you like you do. You know, it wasn't all that long ago where you had to undergo a complete medical transition, including bottom surgery, before you could be legally recognized as trans, legally change your name and get identification. In some parts of the country, that's still true. Let's not go back to that. If someone tells you they are trans, your next question should be, okay, what pronouns do you prefer? What name do you prefer? It's not, no, you're not, just because they don't meet some imaginary bar. That's toxic. It moves us backwards. We need to stick together. And in order to do that, we need to be accepting of each other. To do otherwise is no better than the parent who refuses to call you by your name or use the correct pronouns. It's hurtful, it's damaging, and it tears us apart. We need to stick together, we need to be inclusive, we need to welcome new members of the community with open arms, and be caring and loving for each other, because there are a whole lot of people in this world who will not do that for us. And I guess that's my show for today. Remember, you can send in your questions, call or text 415-504-2289. DM me on Instagram or Twitter, or send a message on Facebook. Thanks so much for listening. Be kind to each other and stay safe.